feel like we're going to have to address something again. It's 99.7 DJX.
Again.
So we had a stupid fact of the day. We talked about it yesterday about rats and 15,000 babies in the span of a year. Now, yesterday, I thought, okay, it's a pair of rats. They have babies, and their babies have babies, and their babies then have babies, and that spreads to 15,000. But apparently,
so it's the lineage.
Apparently, according though to the New York City Council article, it's one pair could have the potential to produce 15,000 descendants. So we started mathing this,
and it didn't seem to be mathing every 20 days.
20 babies, and there are several people who have reached out to us via text that are like, your math ain't mapping.
Listen, it wasn't really all math. to be honest, we went with what the article said.
Shanna was like, guys, that rat math ain't mapping.
And okay, then Laura
from Shelbyville's like, y'all got me over here trying to figure out how many babies a rat would have by Derby if a rat got pregnant on January 1st. And another person, your rat math ain't mathin'. Every 24 days, about once a month, 18 to 12 definitely does not equal 15,000 a year. All
okay,
right, listen,
all right,
we're not
listen.
Mathematicians.
No.
Sometimes we just put too much trust in things we read.
That's right. I mean, it sounded aggressive.
The article is telling us
that a pair of rats can produce 15,000 offspring in a year.
But see,
we're
that,
running with it.
But see, that was where my... Listen, this is where my logical brain went yesterday.
Okay.
Yesterday when we were talking about this. And listen, we've given way too much airtime.
We have.
To rats.
And they're mating.
We have.
And you didn't even play the sounds of what that might sound like.
Doesn't matter.
You didn't even go there.
No. We didn't need it, though.
We're still trying to math about it, though.
So yesterday when I talked about it, you called me on that, too.
Yes. And I was like, how many per
right,
per
and
birth?
I was like, no.
Is it one baby mama?
I said, it's got to be this. To reach 15,000, my logical... half a semester of pre-med brain.
Their kids.
Yes. Like, all right, mom and pop have babies.
Yeah.
Those babies then get busy and have babies because their gestation time is only like a couple weeks. And then those babies have babies. And then you see the boom, 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 boom.
But that's not what the New York City Council article said.
Yeah. And so, and honestly, I clicked on the link to try to get more information and it's behind a paywall and I didn't want to pay. So,
oh, okay.
So that's where my...
Well, this is the line though. It says rats are prodigious breeders with one pair having the potential to produce 15,000 descendants in a year.
Yeah. So again...
So I guess the descendants is the key word because then that must go back to their kids.
That makes more sense.
Okay.
I'm glad that we've unpacked this.
We've spent a lot of time unpacking it.
and we've reached two days. Our own conclusion on rat mating.
It's just a lot. And also we're glad we don't live in New York City with all of those rats.
Or Paris.
Ooh wee wee.
And by the way, if you're new to the show, welcome.
Thank you for keeping us in check with your math abilities. Well, we don't have those.
Welcome to the show. Sometimes we deviate and we go down these wormholes.
Way more complicated than we ever anticipated. Like, we see a sentence like that, we're running with it.
Listen.
15,000 sounds like a lot.
We have other texts that are rolling in. Are rats even monogamous? Maybe 15,000 is a rat zaddy.
rat zaddy
coming through going, hey, baby. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
I don't know, with the lady rats, how many times they're given birth.
Are rats monogamous?
I don't know. Are they, like, ratting around? I don't understand.
Oh, shoot. All right.
Those are all valid questions that we are no longer going to spend any more time researching because I can't.
Okay.
I just can't. Rat zaddy is fantastic.
I like the rat zaddy. Thank you, Cassie, for that.